Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to Decoding the Illusion.
Woohoo! Break down the noise, bringing clarity and truth. I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma.
And I'm Flint Steppenrock. All right. Yay. We have a great topic. We weren't too sure what we were going to talk about, and we caught up about an hour ago. It's like, bam!
It just came through.
It sure enough did.
And it's going to be a great, as usual, great triggering, I'm sure, for all of you. And
worked for me.
Yeah. So,
you called it the saboteur. Is that it? What was the word?
Yeah. So we were talking about a couple of different topics this morning and kind of seeing what wanted to come through. And it's interesting because one of the things that showed up a couple of different ways in my awareness. First, I had a client that I dealt with it directly, which I have in the past, but this was more clear in its expression. And then last night when I was with a friend just hanging out, it came up in conversation. She brought it up. So it's always a good thing when that occurs because it means that it's something relevant that wants to be really focused on. And so here I am focusing on it so we can all tune into it a little bit. Mm. And that is a way in which we sabotage ourselves. So, you know, we talk a lot about manifestation and the things that we're trying to create in our life. And I'm sure each and every one of you has experienced something where you have really tried to create it in your life, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to be showing up, right? So, hi, Kyle. Good morning. As always, guys, you can comment and be a part of this conversation. We love it. And you guys can start tapping in and letting us know, yeah, what in your life have you been trying to create that just hasn't shown up, right? And I'll use one of like the most easiest examples, and that is like of losing weight, right? People, and I'm not saying that this is us personally, but it's one of those big topics, right? People are always trying to lose weight and they'll even like eat really healthy. They'll even exercise and they're not losing the weight. Or it could be being successful. This is one that I've run into myself personally, like being successful, stepping into your power. It could be getting the job that you wanted. Of course, what comes up next is getting the relationship that you want, right? Like your ideal relationship. So whatever it is, you've got this, you know, this idea, this understanding of what it is that you truly want to align with. And then as you go to like start calling that in, yeah, so somebody says career, it just doesn't hit the mark and it keeps falling short or quite frankly blows up in your face completely. We've all had that happen. Wait a second. This is not what I was trying to manifest. So what is this? Why does this occur and what we can understand to address this in ourselves? So this is ultimately is our saboteur, which isn't that a great word?
Sounds like a bad metal band from the 90s or something.
I feel like I should be wearing white gloves and being like,
yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Serving it on a golden platter or something. So our saboteur is an aspect, and I'm going to say this very clearly, that each and every one of us has. Yay.
Great. Another helpful archetype, which it is, yeah. Helpful, it turns out, right?
Right away, the argument of like, yeah, I don't do that or I don't have that can just bing that right out of your consciousness.
Yeah.
Saboteur. This is the aspect of us that is connected to our subconscious and therefore our limiting beliefs about ourselves, about our reality, about our life. And that saboteur really works to kind of like create or protect or be those limiting beliefs. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
So for instance, if you are trying to lose weight, but in all honesty, you're scared of actually being seen sexually or being noticed or being desired, which actually does, even though this is where it's a tapping into the subconscious, guys, because usually what will be is it'll be like, oh, I really want to be desired. More than anything, I just want somebody to desire me and want me. But the subconscious, there's a fear in there about being desired. So it's totally contradictory, right? Indeed. This just happens all the time. So the saboteur's job is to really kind of carry out those subconscious beliefs. So the saboteur will continuously jump in and sabotage your way of trying to make yourself lose weight or whatever it is. I'm not saying that you need to be skinny to be desirable, but I'm just using it as an example. Or like your career being successful, right? This is a really big one. We fear ourselves. So it's like, oh, more than anything, I just want to be successful. I want to have a really successful career. I want to be out there. I want to be seen, whatever it is. However your career or your success shows up, you may have a subconscious belief that, one, you are not worthy of that success. So while you desire it, you don't actually feel that you're worthy of receiving it. Or maybe like you want to be, if your success is, which was for me, like being out there, you fear being out there. It's like, you want it? I want to be out there, but then I'm out there, right? Then I'm seen, then I'm noticed. That, yeah, exactly.
Too much attention, yeah.
The people are going to see me and they're going to have opinions about me and I'm going to have to deal with all that. So the subconscious belief of, I don't want to be seen, and the conscious belief of, why I want to be seen, why am I not being seen? And so as we go to manifest that being seen or being successful, the saboteur is very subtle and it slips in there and it manipulates our reality. And to be very clear, this is ourselves. So we're not a victim of this. We are creating this in ourselves. And the saboteur will go in there and manipulate our circumstances. And then what happens is we go, oh, see, I can't lose weight. Oh, see, I can't be successful. I'm not worthy of being successful. See, and we validate everything that the saboteur is doing because it keeps validating, reflecting those beliefs that we're not even necessarily aware of.
Well, it's helpful for me to know about this archetype, or we can call it an archetype. It is an archetype. Hell,
but archetype. Yes.
So, because, you know, my whole time, like the I'll say the mission of the saboteur was carried out by what I thought was parts of my inner child and just a general collection of my insecurities. And, you know, it's helpful for me to have this container to put these in because, you know, I don't have to blame my inner child anymore for being insecure. It's not you, boy. It's the saboteur.
Big bro, the saboteur. Yeah.
like for me right now, like I've been, you know, working pretty actively to, you know, shine light on all my insecurities so that the saboteur has less tools, right? And it's been going pretty well, but I'm still like, I still find myself, there's still a little Velcro for him to cling to, still a little surface area for him to stand on. And like, while the way in which I'd sabotage myself now isn't as drastic as it used to be, like for instance, in this project I'm working on, there have been so many times where if it were just me involved, instead of having a team around me, I'd have been like, this shit sucks, I'm out, I can't handle this. But I got a team counting on me. Unfortunately, I've stayed. But the old me, where my saboteur is more enabled, would have been like, you know what, this is too much. I can't do this. And that's my victimization, believing that I can't do this.
Right, yeah. Right. It's too much. Yeah, perfect.
Right. And fortunately, my saboteur would, in that occasion, would have done more than hurt me. It would have hurt my entire team. And that just cannot happen. And, you know, and now, go ahead.
I just love how you're saying that, because ironically enough, you've been experiencing something that's almost been too much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so again, it can involve other people. The saboteur is very, very what's the word? It's very good at what it does. And so when you believe that, something can be too much for me, the saboteur will then create these dramas in your life, these circumstances in your life, where you go, see, I knew this would be too much for me. I'm out, man.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, yeah, so for you, luckily, because you're a part of a team, that's kept you in, but your saboteur is still active.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing. And I think this is really prevalent for all of us right now, of how this is showing up for everybody to some extent. And the other thing that came up in when David and I were talking this morning was about jealous partners, mm-hmm. and how jealousy is another one of those ways in which we can totally, our saboteur is really good at this. So if we believe that somehow there's going to be infidelity in a relationship, or we're going to be, you know, cheated on, playing that whole victim, mm-hmm. then our saboteur will go in there and we'll start to manipulate the circumstances. And this is also goes along with projection that we've talked about before. And sure enough, it'll happen. And even if it doesn't really happen, it's just like this minor thing that kind of could be taken as infidelity, even though it's not. You'll be like, see, I knew it.
Yep. I found a text with your ex. Y'all must have had sex. Wow. Listen to all that rhyming. No, that's what happened with me. And my current girlfriend, she's fantastic. I love the woman to death. And fortunately, I'm in one of those positions where I have an outstanding, almost fraternal relationship with my ex. Like our relationship now is better than it ever was when we were together, and we have a very deep relationship. And you know, she's in town, and any communication with her, my current girlfriend is just really insecure about. Like we're trying to, and I understand this is a unique situation. There aren't many exes that have this connection that I have with mine, and my current girlfriend just wants to torpedo everything we've got because she's, you know, because she doesn't trust me, or she doesn't trust herself. I don't know. Maybe she's jealous, you know?
Yep.
So her saboteur is in full swing, just wants mm-hmm. to take the bazooka and just, oh, you know what? Fuck it all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was pretty cool because the other day when I was with a client, you know, I've dealt with the saboteur energy before, but I got to actually, like, for the first time, really see the saboteur. Like usually I feel it and we work with that energy, but connected with this client, it was very early on in the session. And the energy starts to try to go into her blueprint, into her coding for this incarnation. And all of a sudden it's like, zhoop! And I'm like, whoa, a version of her that's a little bit like rough around the edges.
Nice and, like, knife.
Didn't have any legs. It was like Genie in the Lamp. And she was like, Rip! And I was like, oh, hi. And I'd already felt the saboteur, so I knew who it was. And then she like scurried off. So I went back to the energy. I don't try to claim anything. The energy went back to trying to do what it was doing. And the saboteur kept coming in and basically wouldn't let the energy do what it wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to turn to the saboteur. And that's what I really wanted to bring into this conversation is, so how do we, you know, how do we address this? What do we do with this aspect of ourselves? And so just like we do, you know, with the inner child and the inner masculine and the inner feminine, every single one of you has the capacity to connect to your saboteur. And something that wants to come in that I really adore, I was taught this a couple of years ago through a shaman that I was training under. His name is Sam. I adore him dearly. He taught me about the saboteur. And one of the things he liked to do was he liked to get something into the physical world to represent your saboteur. Huh. So he had this really like messed up looking figurine. That was really like distorted looking.
Yeah.
And he would connect to it through the figurine, you know, through the, it wasn't a figurine. It was a, you know, wooden sculpture. Figurine okay. Sounds kind of. Anyways. And so he, you know, he would anytime, what he did is he connected to that and had asked his saboteur, like, what do you want? And the saboteur wanted cigarette smoke. So Sam doesn't actually smoke cigarettes, but anytime that he felt like his saboteur was in the mix, he would grab a cigarette and literally blow cigarette smoke to the sculpture.
Oh, Wow.
So when I felt into like, what did I want to get for my saboteur? I got this like cactus with these really fucking thick, like big old, and it was so funny because I went to the store and I was like, sweet, a cactus. I'm going to put it in a red pot, you know? And then I was trying to replant it. And the fucker was just poking the shit out of me. Like I had on leather gloves, you know, I was going right through the leather. I got like poked in the hand. I got poked in the chest. I was like, damn, my saboteur is spiky and pokey.
Yosemite Sam over here. Wow. Yeah, I'm looking around for a saboteur.
I saw you looking around. That's a fun way that you can do it is you can come up with something that resembles. And what my cactus wanted when I asked it, okay, what did you want? It wanted sunlight, which seems kind of funny with a cactus, you know, like it makes sense with a cactus, but it actually makes sense to me because I have always like thrived off of sunshine. Like I can be in all these different states of mind or thought, and then I get out into the sun and it's just like, I get realigned, I'm right back in. And so it made a lot of sense to me. So when that comes in, I'll put my cactus like right out into the sunshine. Maybe I should do that today.
Brick.
A reminder there for me coming in. So that's one way you can do. You can come up with something that really resonates with your saboteur, right? And then you can connect to it in the physical, or you can just in meditation, you know, just again, always coming into a quiet place, dropping down into yourself, into your body, into your heart, and then setting the intention. Okay, saboteur, show up. That's the conversation.
Time for a showdown.
The great thing about the saboteur is unlike your inner child that is often scared and distrustful, the saboteur is like right there, like, what's up?
True.
See what I've been doing for you? Yeah. Up there, doing everything you want me to do.
Up there peacocking.
The saboteur totally thinks it's doing what you want it to do. So it's like, hey, you know?
And so, no matter how much, like I was saying, you know, trying to strip your saboteur of its weapons, you can never like strip them all. So no matter if you take away the big guns, it's funny how subtly the saboteur can act and be just as effective. For example, deciding not to say something can be almost as effective in that way as saying something. I'm not going to say that. Like for me, not saying something that could have diffused a situation with my old lady led to it just simply escalating into something awful. And you know, and part of me knew like I should say something. But then that saboteur said, you know what? Don't do it. See what happens. Stupid. I know. It's so stupid.
God. $1 million.
Wait, don't ask for it. Maybe they'll give it to you.
Austin Powers had a pretty good self-sabotage. Not Austin Powers, but his other, like there was some self-sabotage in that movie for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Comedy is full of self-sabotage. And it's funny that it's great that we can find humor in it. And that's, you know, and I've always seen that you're pretty good at that too. Like yesterday, you were saying you just had a brutal day. Of course, you know, you were annoyed, but you were laughing at it.
Yeah.
And like, that's the best way to shine light on something like the saboteur is to fucking laugh at it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not always so easy for people to do, especially when people don't know what the saboteur is. That's why it's so helpful for me, example, to have that box to put all those insecurities in.
Yeah, and it's great because then you start to see it. And you're like, oh, hey, you, there you are, you slas.
Yeah. You want a hot pocket?
Is that what your saboteur was? Yeah.
I love you. You complete me.
Oh, that's great. I love how Kyle's having a whole conversation with himself over here, so I want to draw it into the space. He says, it must be a way to set up a mindset to negate the saboteur, like making intention straightforward.
Ooh, isn't that smart?
And then
he goes, give him something false to sabotage. Like, here, I really want to sabotage this bad case of gas I have. I love this gas. Like just reverse psychology with it.
Yeah. Well, so then he says, actually thinking on subject, the intention diversion factor is a saboteur. That's exactly it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I've talked about this in other, like quite a while ago, where I call it double intention. And that's really what the saboteur is doing, right? When you have double intention, you have an intention that is much more in your consciousness, right? Like I want to do this, but the lower, the intention that's in the subconscious is the one that's running the show. So having a strong intention, what that will do, if you have a really strong intention in your consciousness, and if you're a very, you're good at focusing your energy into your intention, what it will do is it will start to shake up the intention that's in the subconscious. And the saboteur will be like, it's like you're rubbing the genie, right? And the saboteur will go, oh, my turn. Here it is. You're saying you want this, but you really want this. So now it's my turn to go to work.
Yeah.
So through that really strong intention, you will show your saboteur will come out and then you can see it. So it makes it available to you to see how you sabotage yourself.
So then is the saboteur really a saboteur until, okay. So at what point does the higher self, because it seems like some of the diversions that you're talking about, some of the things that we're shown and that we might see as obstacles, are really ways to fortify ourselves until we let them beat us, right? So when is the saboteur, is the saboteur always a saboteur? Is he like, and is it just our higher self that helps us overcome his sabotage? Yeah, or is there any good intention of the saboteur?
Yes. So the saboteur, the good thing to understand about the saboteur is that it really is working for you. It's doing what you're honestly asking it to do through your subconscious intentions.
He's like, I'm making you tough, boy. Tough enough.
And what I've found is that the saboteur is at its most grand. And I get this picture of it going like, doo, 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 doo.
I see Zorro with a pencil mustache. No,
it's at its most grand when it is carrying out your most deep rooted limiting beliefs. So these deep-rooted limiting beliefs are the ones that you are really here to overcome, transcend in this life, right? They are your biggest lessons in this life, like what you incarnated into, what you created within you, this incarnation in order to overcome. So those deep-rooted limiting beliefs are what the saboteur is helping carry out for you and make it and turn it into your reality so that ultimately you can see it, right, in your reality, in your holographic illusion, and be able to go, ah, there it goes. See how I do this? See how I believe this? See? And then ultimately transcend that part of yourself.
Making yourself resistant to its weapons.
Yeah. So as you, it's not resistant, it's actually working. You basically, you turned the saboteur, like I was saying, so you can either have that as something physical outside of yourself, or you can just sit in meditation and connect. You know, ask the saboteur what it means in that moment. And that kind of like aligns the saboteur. But ultimately, what aligns the saboteur is paying attention to what it's trying to show you. And as you pay attention and you listen and you give the saboteur the validation and the attention it needs, and it draws awareness to these aspects of yourself, you can start to align the saboteur. Ultimately, the saboteur will start to work in alignment to your sovereign being. Because it always is working for your sovereign being. It's just that you have to overcome these lessons, overcome these obstacles in your life to become more rooted in self.
Would you say that it's a subset of your higher self, or?
I mean, yeah, everything is a subset of your higher self.
I guess so. Right? Yeah.
So yes. It's
too bad, yeah.
So it's a beautiful aspect or archetype of yourself to work with, to really see, okay, where are my biggest, you know, deep-rooted limiting beliefs? Where am I really limiting myself in my manifestation and my creation and all of this? and have that conversation with the saboteur, so that you can ultimately align that version of yourself and really reach those goals, really manifest those things that you're trying to manifest.
And ultimately, one thing I've noticed anyway, at least recently, is that the weapon of the saboteur is not your insecurity. For me, the weapon of the saboteur is something that shows you your insecurity. Like, for me, the ability to finish things is not an insecurity. But the insecurity is the fact that I don't deserve the success that comes with finishing things. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where it's always about getting down to the root limiting belief. Because you gave a perfect example where, you know, believing that you can't, how did you say it? You can't finish something.
Right, right. Like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And as a result, I don't deserve the success that comes with finishing it.
Right. Yeah. So the belief that you can't finish something, I always see it as like, you imagine a ball, right, as your core limiting belief. And then from that core limiting belief, there stems all of these smaller balls and then smaller balls, and it cobwebs out. And all those smaller ones represent the core one, but they're much more superficial, like, oh, I can't finish anything. Okay, yes, that's a limiting belief that you can't finish anything. But what's beneath that? And so the saboteur will be working, so I like that you bring this up, the saboteur will be working with that real core limiting belief. So the belief that you're not enough to actually receive it, which will come through not just in not being able to finish things, it'll come through in other aspects as well. Like, you won't be able to manifest other things because you're not enough to be able to receive that.
Right.
So we can go after those superficial ones all day long. And this is where, and I don't mean superficial as in not necessary. I mean superficial as in they're not the deep rooted ones. Superficial is on the surface is what I mean by that word.
Yeah.
And this is why people like have things that keep repeating. You know, they think that they transcend something, they think that they clear something, they think that they overcome it, but then it shows back up. That's because they've cleared some of the more superficial on the surface beliefs. They haven't gotten to that core belief. Because when you transcend that core belief, pop, all of those disappear. And so I like how this is coming through, because there's a little bit more clarity here in the sense that the saboteur is really meant to protect, so to speak, and carry out those core limiting beliefs.
So any helpful tools to really get to the core of this stuff outside of like meditation and like just really sitting with your saboteur and understanding why it's acting the way it is? I mean, how can we get to those cores? It, like you said, it's easy to find those nodes that come off of the core.
Yeah. So when you come up with, when you realize something like, oh, I believe that I can't finish anything. Sweet. Yeah. Okay. Then you can sit with that, because you'll get a little twang when you feel that. And then, okay, what's under that belief? And you can start to keep asking, and you'll start to dig. When you hit that core belief, if you're not aware of it yet, it's like, right to the gut.
Oh,
you feel it.
There might even be something beyond, like, I took it from, you know, I can't finish anything to I don't deserve success. And maybe there's another one. I mean, I don't know.
So the best way to find out is, you know, feeling into the I don't deserve success, right?
Okay.
So that definitely triggers you. Does it hit you like really hard? Just asking.
No, because I was kind of raised of the feeling that you don't need money to be happy. And as you know, and that people that had a lot of money truly weren't happy. I know that's not true, because now I've met people with money, and I know many perfectly happy and legitimately great people with money. That is probably something that money may ruin people. It might be the...
Yeah, that's funny. That actually hits you in multiple areas. It hits your subconscious.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was funny, because as soon as you, that was beautiful. Thank you for doing that. As soon as you said the word money and like started to bring in that belief of money, you started to tap into a much deeper rooted belief.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Wow, and it's already like, there's already some shifting going on for you, like right now as we speak. And
that was a good exercise.
Wow. Your throat's getting triggered and you're subconscious. So that's beautiful. Yeah.
Cool.
And I love what Bree says. She says, making a written list or bubble outline.
Oh, hey.
Seeing it written down really helps things click. So that's great. So yeah, if you even like write it down and then kind of, okay, where does this stem from? And where does this stem from? Or however it shows up for you, however you can picture that diagram or that list as she mentions.
Yeah, I like that. Good call.
Yeah. And the other thing that comes through is verbalizing it. So one of the most powerful things David just did was he's talking about it, the verbalizing. So that it your own voice is so powerful to yourself. So I can sit here and tell David, oh, well, your limiting belief is this, and it will definitely trigger him. But when he voices it, mm-hmm. when we voice it ourselves, bam.
Wow.
So as you're making that list or as you're making that diagram, if you say those things out loud, so there's a lot of energy being triggered right now, everybody.
There is.
Take a breath.
Yeah, I'm freaking vibrating, man. Wow.
Yeah, so if you voice it as you're writing it,
yeah,
then I'm so glad you brought this up, Bree, because that does two things. The writing is also it's a neurological kind of attribute that really, really connects our brain. And then the voice is our expression. So if you do those two things, you write it out or draw it out, whatever kind of, you know, clicks with you and you're voicing it as you're going through. Yeah. I mean, like literally it's so cool. Like you guys, the saboteurs just like showed up. They're like, oh, you rang.
Hello. Yeah. The effort of taking like a spiritual message like that and putting it into English really makes you think about it on a whole new level. And or not even necessarily writing it, but like you said, drawing it, putting it into a form that our third dimensional senses can interpret really requires that you attack it deeply.
And you're present with it, right?
Yeah, be present with it. You're right. Wow, that was fun.
Yeah, so I think everybody has their homework for tonight.
So again, where do we start? So we take something. Let's just what we find as what's our most limiting, what we see as our most limiting trait. And then we sit with that. Like, where do I always.
What are you trying to manifest that just doesn't seem to really be happening or maybe is happening? But like, for instance, you have this great project going on, David, but so even, and me as well, like, I feel like this is totally relevant for myself. Okay. So we have these things we're creating, but there can be even clarification within that. So, okay, this is what we're doing. And then where are we sabotaging ourselves? So where am I sabotaging myself?
Yeah. And depending on your age, it's probably not the first time that we've, you know, striven for success, you know. So you can probably look for patterns in the past. And, you know, draw a certain amount of conclusions from there as to what the root cause is as well, you know.
Yeah, but having something that you're actually currently in your physical attempting to do or that you want to do mm-hmm. helps, like, bring you into that space, right? Because usually we have, like, the idea of what we want it to look like. We have this whole thing that we're trying to manifest. So, this is what I'm trying to manifest. Because let me be really clear. If you want it, and you have none of the double intentions, you have no saboteur, you should have it.
You're right.
So when we say, oh, I've been trying to manifest something or I've been doing that, and then there's something, then you, to quite frankly, there's a part of you that doesn't want it. If you wanted it, you would have it, especially right now. This is even valid a year ago. But right now, guys, our intentions are like gold. It just creates left and right magically and instantly. So if you are trying to manifest something and it's not quite showing up, And I will bring in divine orchestration because I'm getting a little like, divine orchestration.
Don't forget.
So I will say that for you. But if you're trying to manifest something and it's not really showing up, then this is an opportunity to be like, okay, where am I sabotaging myself? Mm-hmm. And so where does divine orchestration play a role in that, right? Because, you know, one of the topics I love, right? Like things fall into place as they're meant to fall into place. I feel like this is a question that I'm asking myself. Like there is like a piece of information here for me that I'm supposed to, because it's like.
I love when you do that, when you just sit and wait on the answer, like.
Okay, so divine orchestration is when you feel this magnetic pull to something, or something really shows up, right? So you're like, okay, this wants to be created. I talk about that. Or like David's been manifesting this and like it shows up, he's got this thing, it's happening. So that's the divine orchestration of it. Okay, or if you feel really pulled in a certain direction, like, oh my gosh, I really feel like I've got to do this. Okay, that's the divine orchestration, the potential that shows up, the magnetism that it's in alignment with yourself, and you start to step forward to it. Then at that point, if you, like the divine orchestration is the thing that's bringing it into play, right? Like, here you go, mm-hmm. But your saboteur will be like, oh no, remember?
Yeah.
Remember, you can't have that. Remember, you don't want that. Remember, so that's the difference between the divine orchestration of being the magnetic pull, the real, there's a real clear intuitive feeling or pull. I like to use the word pull because it really does feel like that. Or it kind of shows up out of nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. If it shows up out of nowhere like that, or you've had that pull, that's divine orchestration saying, now, do it now. Yeah. Now's the time. If you're creating something in your mind, but it doesn't feel like it's, I'm doing my best to try to explain this, doesn't really feel like it's present. It doesn't feel like you're like, okay, I want to, like, let's take a relationship. Like, I really want a relationship, somebody who's going to really love me and adore me and, you know, really respect me. And it just doesn't really feel like it's here yet. And you can start to, you know, send out those vibes and see in yourself if you're sabotaging, but it, divine orchestration, you'll start to feel it come into play. Like, whoa, I kind of feel like I should start to go out, you know, make myself available to meet somebody, or I feel like I need to do this, or I feel really pulled to do that. Mm-hmm. That's the divine orchestration stepping in. And then you'll see as that happens, the saboteur. Does that make sense?
It does. Like when you finally decide to go out, like I remember when I made myself available finally, I was like, all right, I'm going to start going out and trying to meet people. And, you know, a lot of times when this would happen, my saboteur would come in at the last minute instead of acting, you know, like really suave, dude. Just like, hey, you know, like really with my game on point, saboteur would come in and just be like, you know, kind of dumbfounded in speech and totally, totally graceless at the last minute. It's like, oh, you thought you were ready for this.
Yeah. Or even as you go to manifest, so if you're wanting a relationship but it's not really divine orchestration, it's not quite set up for you yet, even as you go to start to, okay, well I'm gonna, because even if it's not time yet, is according to divine orchestration, you can start sending those vibes out, guys. You can start to create it via your vibration, right? Even as you start to do that, if you have underlying beliefs that you're not worthy of love or that love will hurt, mm-hmm. your saboteur will show up.
Yeah. That you're not good enough for, like when you go out and you see someone that you feel like kind of looks like, and there's got to be that physical attraction at first usually, but yeah, you're just like, damn, you know, am I good enough for that? Like, would she laugh at me if I go talk to her? She'd be like, boy, please. You know, well, who cares really? And then, you know, but you never know. And that's the problem that, like, I'm gonna say this from a guy's perspective. That's a problem that a lot of like really beautiful women face, is that a lot of guys are intimidated by their beauty. So mm-hmm. you don't know. And your saboteur says, dude, you're not good enough for that. Come on. Mm-hmm. But and a lot of dudes have that reaction around them. So if you just sack up and go talk to them, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, oftentimes it works.
Yeah, like I like that because it's a very physical representation. So maybe you go into a space where there's lots of people and you feel this like really magnetic like connection, right, to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like you can see them across the room and you're just like, whether they're, I mean, you'll think that they're beautiful or handsome just because of the magnetic connection, but you're just like, wow, something about that person, right?
Yeah.
So that's like that divine orchestration, and that, you know, it could also just be sexual appeal, which is fun too.
Do you feel that too?
Let's go below the sexual appeal to like that does, you know, that pull of that, like there's something about that person outside of sexual desire. That's the divine orchestration being like, ding, 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 ding. It's like they've got like signs over their head, like pointing at them, right?
That's a great pickup line. Do you feel that? What? Your sexual attraction to me?
But yeah, exactly. If your saboteur then comes up and like, oh, but remember, like, that person's out of your league.
Come on. And then you get graceless.
And then you walk towards him, you trip and fall on your face.
Puddle of water there.
But the truth about it is if that connection of the divine orchestration is really there, even if that person saw you fall on your face, they would still be like, oh my God, that's adorable. Or, oh, look at that. Be like, oh, what a date. It would be different. It would be the opposite.
Yeah. If you cry over your bruise, you're like,
that
cuteness goes away. It's like, ooh. But if you get up and be like, hey, wasn't that neat? Do you feel that? Do you feel that? Your attraction to me? Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful physical expression of how saboteur can hop in. Yeah. Or, you know, the saboteur can easily, and I like how this is coming through, because don't underestimate the power of your saboteur. I really like how it comes in as the rubbing the genie of the lamp, right? Because it really is a genie. It is a part of you that can manipulate the fuck out of your reality. So let me give you an example. You see this person, right? All the signs are pointing. You feel this magnetic draw. Then your phone rings.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot.
It's like somebody is like, I need you to come here right now. Or even like they just start in on a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, what's up, you know? And you start talking to them. Next thing you know, that person's gone.
Yeah, you're right.
Saboteur is extremely good at being very, very subtle and at creating things that seem to be, well, I mean, somebody else called me, right? So that's not my saboteur. Oh, yes, it is.
Your saboteur picked it up, that's for sure.
Your saboteur went over there to that person. Hey, call David. Call David.
this is going to be good. Watch.
I need to call David and tell him all my woes right now. Like,
is your refrigerator running?
Yeah, so don't underestimate the power of the saboteur. We are magnificent. Magnificent manifestors, either to our glory or to our despise, so to speak, to our self-sabotaging ways. So it's never underestimate if things start to step in. Ask whether it's your saboteur or, and then the other thing that I get a lot of questions on, and this comes in is it resistance, meaning your higher self saying, no, don't do that. That's not in alignment.
Yeah.
Or is it your saboteur, right?
How to know.
And again, like if there is divine orchestration is when you start to really tap in, and there is a level that you guys have to start paying attention, right? The more you pay attention to the things that show up in your life, the more you will realize what is divine orchestration and what is not. Mm-hmm. Not to say divine orchestration is always like beautiful with somebody standing across the room with light shining on them. And, you know, divine orchestration can show up very difficult, but there's still a very clear kind of like draw, so to speak, a magnetic potential that exists. Even if it shows up as difficulty, it has this pull within it, this creative pull. I'm just going to leave it at that. This magnetic pull. It comes in and it kind of pulls you into it. So that's the divine orchestration, and that's where you know it's in alignment. If there's that pull, or you really feel like you've got to do it, even if it's challenging, or even if you know it's going to be hard, or you feel like, oh, you're going against something, but you're like, I feel this resistance, but at the same time, I feel this pull, right? And then the saboteur is the one that is really creating that. It almost is like the opposite.
A resistance.
Of the pull. It's creating that resistance or that wall or that, and you can also feel into it. If you feel the resistance and you're trying to understand, is this really resistance, meaning I shouldn't do it, or is this like my saboteur? Again, you can feel into it. You can ask the same questions. You can write it down. Okay, what am I experiencing? Writing it down, like Bree mentioned, saying it out loud. If you're getting triggered, guess what? That's not divine orchestration, or that's not your higher self telling you, no, do this instead. That's not an alignment.
Right.
That's your saboteur if you're getting triggered. So the triggers are always the space of awareness for you.
Do you think that you can move towards the object of divine orchestration? You have to overcome the saboteur to get to the object of divine orchestration. Is that true?
Yes, very, 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 very much so.
So there's no bypassing. You can't just say, so I can't say, okay, money ruins people, but I still want some. I have to come to this. I promise not to be ruined. Like, is that good enough? I mean,
yeah.
No. I mean, I have to know that money doesn't ruin people. I can't bypass it and be, money ruins people, but I'm not going to be ruined.
I mean, it, you know, it really comes down to how strong that belief is and how well you are at rewriting your belief structure. Can you tell yourself, hey, that's not true? And really, can that really sink into your subconscious? Yeah. Can that really rewrite the belief that it does? That's really up to you and your level and the rooted of that belief, because that belief can also be passed down generation after generation. It'd be something that you've been trying to understand in multiple lives. Mm-hmm. I see this all the time. I go into energy and all of a sudden, bam, I'm in the quantum field and I'm dealing with like three or four other lives that the person is experiencing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Wow. So to sit there and say, oh yeah, this isn't true, that's a much more complex structure to then, you know, really program yourself. Not to say you can't, but it really just depends on multiple things. Usually facing it and seeing it is what creates the unraveling of it, mm-hmm. rather than just trying to bypass it and say, nope, that's not true.
Yeah.
In all honesty, you haven't really seen what it's trying to teach you if you just say it's not true and you push it away. Again, if you can say it's not true from a place, and this is the difference, of complete and utter acceptance. Complete and utter acceptance. Hmm. Meaning, while you're saying it's not true, you're actually accepting all of its expression as absolutely true from its perspective. Hmm. While you're saying, yep, I no longer take that on as a belief. Then you can transcend it like that. But yeah, that takes already an anchoring of acceptance to be able to do in the first place. So if you're not understanding what acceptance is and you're not already anchored in acceptance of self, that'll just be bypassing it.
So it sounds to me like even, all right, let's say you choose to bypass your saboteur and you get to what you think is the object of divine orchestration. Like for me, let's say I bypassed it and said, you know, money ruins people, but it's not going to ruin me. And you know, my business won, we made a lot of money, we're great. That must not be the actual object of divine orchestration. That must be a false peak. I mean,
well, it depends on how does that money then show up for you. Does it start to manipulate your, I mean, the fact that the money shows up doesn't mean that it could then be that through the power of your belief that you allowed the money to show up.
Yeah.
But then what happens? Maybe it doesn't ruin you, but maybe all of a sudden people start hating you or something. Again, something in your external starts to show. See?
Yeah.
See, this is actually ruining your life. Do you see?
Yeah, you're right.
Or even something like something drastic happens and you lose all of it.
Yeah.
You only had it for a split second.
Yeah.
So it's we're very, very good at creating these on so many levels. It's best to not get too much into the mind of how all of that will happen.
True.
Yes, the divine orchestration, which is from your higher self, right, is trying to align you with all of these beautiful things that you came in this life to realize. Mm-hmm. And then we have all of the things that we have to transcend in order to realize that.
Right.
Divine orchestration and the saboteur will always like work beautifully in conjunction, meaning divine orchestration will be like, here you go.
Yeah.
And then the saboteur will be like, no, we don't.
That was good. And, you know, I guess when I was like alluding to the false peaks, like I didn't come to this life to be rich. I mean, wealthy, you know, I didn't come here to make a lot of money, but that's, I think, something that's gonna happen on my way to doing what I need to do. So it's like to say, I guess I was trying to say that what I call an object of divine orchestration may not be what we're after all, but
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess divine orchestration can have many intentions for you and mine. I mean,
yes.
Yeah. So I'm not saying like, I'm not here to be rich and, you know, I'm here to do something else, but you know, being rich.
I'm here to be abundant.
Yeah. Abundant. There you go. There you go. And then, you know, and the more abundant I am, of course, the more positively I affect those around me. And that's my ultimate goal. And I think that the saboteur, I don't know. It's like the saboteur wants to keep me from, I don't even want to say this right now, so I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. It empowers the saboteur. I'm not going to say it. I'm sorry. My bad.
Even the belief that you're not here to be rich. Right. Like, well, why can't you be? You know, like that's even like a belief that, and I've had the same thing. Like, oh, I'm just, and actually I have it in my cards to be very, very rich. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. My belief was like, I don't need to be rich. Right. Like I'm not here to be super wealthy and all this. Meanwhile, that's not what like is in my chart and in my, it's quite ironic. That's a belief that I had that I don't need to be it. But mm-hmm. what says that you can't be it?
Right.
That's the thing. Like we are, and especially now, like our generation, the generation below us, we're meant to be extremely abundant. This is like one of the things that we are here to transcend for the previous generations of, you know, massive lack. As we are here to come in, especially our generation, because we're the bridge, and show that, hey, actually, you can be crazy abundant, not be an asshole, not be in control of other people, not be pushing other people down and not be taking from others. We can actually all be abundant. That's one of the massive things we're here. So even that belief that you're not here to be rich
right.
is being that belief.
That's more I got to look at. Saboteur, yeah. We're on to you, on guard.
Yes. Oh, you can be successful, but I'm still going to keep the money out of your hands.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You can be successful, but somehow you won't get the money. Yeah.
You can be successful without money.
Yeah.
It's very sneaky. Yeah, I know. I got some work to do.
I know you have to go, David. So great conversation.
Yeah, thanks everyone for coming.
I think we all have some homework, including myself.
Yeah, keep digging. Keep that saboteur on God.
Sweet.
All right, love you.
All right, guys. Love you all so much.
Bye-bye.
Mwah.